Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, which is a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to 6 Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place in Fillmore in conjunction with the Territorial Statehouse Museum.
Currently working 2 full-time jobs, Dylan Robison contrasts restoring cedar rooftops and factory work.
I got started working on roofs when I was just out of high school, and I've just restored a house that my great-grandpa had built, and it was built in 1887. You get to turn around when you're done at the end of the day and be like, oh, I did that. I did some of the roof and the restoration of the state building, but on the bell tower and the old schoolhouse, I put the roof on that and on the front porch. Fixing up the history of my hometown, it was a real treat. My relatives kind of founded this place. I think maybe I'm a little sentimental. And maybe also it feels like you're part of something bigger. There's cedar shingles and there's cedar shakes. The shingles are sawn on both sides and they're thinner and they're smaller. And the shakes are the thicker, kind of rougher ones. The hornets, they like the wood to make nests. When you're walking around on that roof, it's kind of like little landmines. You gotta watch your step. I was on one roof where I was taking my hose because I pressure washed the roofs to get the gray and the fungus off of the roofs. I was setting up and my hose got kind of hung up and I just gave it a flip and it smacked the roof and the whole cloud, the hornets come out. And my ladder was on the other side of the cloud and I was 2 stories up and I was just, oh no. So I had to run through it and swiping and get to the ladder as quick as I could and couldn't put a shoe on for a couple weeks. I really enjoy the work. I like to be outside. I like to just make things look better. At the end of the day, I can look at it with pride. Someone's going to be happy with the work. And not that I did work any less hard at the cheese plant, but I wouldn't get the same feeling going and looking at a semi-full of packaged cheese. I've been at Great Lakes Cheese for 9 years. You got to have a pass key to get in there. A lot of people joke around and they call it the cheese prison because not easy to get in and out of there. It's pretty automated. Humans touch the cheese as little as possible and pretty cool system at first. And you get kind of taken back by how ingenious a lot of the stuff is. They have a machine called the robot that picks up cheese. They have 700 pound blocks that come in, 3 feet by 4 feet cube. They have a harp. It's a steel frame with wires in it. And the cheese gets pressed through that and that's how it gets cut. The line that I'm on the most, they vacuum pack it. The other lines, some of them put a zipper on it and they just run down and there's a gas that goes in to kill the oxygen to add shelf life. It's just over 300 people that are employed there. It's a pretty good thing for this community.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.